Hey, this is Dan from the Comic Book Pit with another Comic Book Pit Audio Boo. This is Audio Boo number 17, New 52, Week 2, Part 2. So we're just going to jump right into it, picking up where we left off from the first part of the Week 2 brief reviews. We're going to start with Grifter. This is basically Grifter Year 1. This is Cole Cash before... he was the Grifter that we know and love from the Wildstorm universe. In this New 52, he is just plain old Cole Cash. He's a ex-military, Black Ops, Special Forces, whatever. And he's now just a con man. He is a literal Grifter who gets mixed up in some really crazy alien stuff. And he doesn't know what to make of it, and he is put in the middle of a situation that he does not really know how to get out of. So it's a pretty decent starting point. I may stick with this one. Legion Lost. Not really sure what to make of this. You're pretty much dropped right in the middle of this storyline. It is a group of about a half dozen legionnaires who travel back in time to stop a disaster from happening that impacts their time, and their time bubble, or the time machine, is broken, and they are stuck in our time. The art was nice, but the story was kind of mostly incomprehensible. So that is definitely not one I'm sticking with. Mr. Terrific was Mr. Terrible. That's pretty much all I can really say about this one. It took a really cool character from the old DC universe and just turned him into this kind of generic milquetoast, just lame, uninteresting character. The only somewhat interesting thing was there was a cameo by Kara Starr, who may or may not be Power Girl at this point. But other than that, this was a mess of epic proportions. So this is also not in the keep pile. Continuing the not in the keep pile is Red Lanterns. This has to be one of the most irrelevant and unnecessary books in the entire line. I'm not sure why they felt this had to be a book on its own, but it's just a mess. And the only thing I can think of is that it must have been, you know, in the pipeline before the New 52 started, and maybe they needed to, you know, fill a hole, and they had this ready to go, and they just said, let's do it. I cannot really recommend this book to anybody. So that is a not to keep. Another one, unfortunately, that I'm not keeping is Resurrection Man. I kind of had some high hopes for this because of the writers, Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning, and the premise is pretty interesting. It's this guy who, it's kind of very Vertigo-esque. It's someone, this guy who dies, and every time he resurrects, he has a different power. But I just didn't fall in love with the story, so that's a no. One that I actually surprised myself by really enjoying was the Suicide Squad. This was just a really crazy-ass issue. Basically, the entire issue was the Suicide Squad being tortured and formed as a team. So that one's I'm going to keep because it had a really cool twist ending. And then finally, Superboy. Superboy is an alien. He's a blank slate. He's a blank chalkboard. And all of a sudden, he is just violently shoved into our world. Not one I'm probably going to stick with, though. So that's all I have for the second batch of the New 52 Week 2. This is Dang from Comic Book Pit, and we'll see you next time.